Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 84 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Shamari Mosley.
So that's really contributed to keeping our buildings this healthy, too.
Masks will still be worn in the Rowan County School District.
Children under 12 could be vaccinated as soon as next month.
Reviews of last week's special session are mixed.
Local hospitals are over capacity.
Public school employees are being rewarded for getting vaccinated.
In sports, MSU and Rowan County had gridiron wins over the weekend.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 65. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
Students and staff at Rowan County Schools will continue to wear masks. The mask mandate put in place by the Kentucky Department of Education was struck down by lawmakers last week, allowing for more local control. Rowan Superintendent John Maxey says the board voted to wear masks before any statewide mandates were put in place.
We're planning to continue keeping that in place as long as the infection rates and the virus spread is at the level that it is now in the community. Masking and quarantines are going to be very important for us to keep school open to in-person instruction. So I've been urging parents. I know that sometimes these mandates are a little inconvenient for people, but they're essential to keep our students and our staff safe.
Currently, less than 1% of the district's students are COVID positive, and just 4.8% are in quarantine. Maxey says most of the quarantines have been done out of an abundance of caution.
Health officials say the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 5 to 11 could be out as early as October. WKYT reports on Sunday, the former FDA commissioner predicted the agency would approve emergency use of the vaccine in children. With the Delta variant active, Dr. Jay Gillum says he's seeing more kids come in with COVID-19, and since school is back in session, he says the virus has even more opportunities to spread. Gillum says the research is showing the vaccine to be safe and effective. He says if parents have questions about the Pfizer vaccine for children, consult with your pediatrician.
The Kentucky General Assembly made good on pledges last week to drive more COVID-19 related decisions to the local level while granting some added flexibility for schools, but reviews of the session are mixed. Republican legislative leaders succeeded in reining in the Beshear administration's authority, handing masking decisions to local officials and businesses, and barring any statewide mask mandate through June of 2023. Democrats, meanwhile, expressed dismay with the end result of the three-day special session, with Lexington Senator Reggie Thomas saying the legislature ultimately fell short.
That this virus has no local control, okay? And if we don't want to do what we can do here in the state to protect our children, to save our kids, then I just think we really abdicated our responsibility here, and shame on us.
Governor Andy Beshear ordered the session after a state Supreme Court decision delivered more control of the policies to the General Assembly.
Governor Andy Beshear says the Commonwealth's legislature is responsible for the pandemic response in Kentucky moving forward. The Democrat warned school districts against doing away with masking. Those who stick with the requirement, he said, have a shot at making it to the next semester without a major incident.
I believe that they will make it. It's going to be a challenge, certainly a bigger challenge for JCPS and Fayette County with all the additional busing, with the ages of the buildings, with the density.
The governor also zeroed in on several claims made during the session that he described as misinformation, from accusations that a previous pause on elective medical procedures led to the current nursing shortage to arguments that the positive antibody test should be viewed as equivalent to full vaccination. Republican lawmakers argued during the session that Kentuckians, upset about the current state of the pandemic, should direct their complaints to the governor's office.
St. Clair Regional Medical Center is 130% above capacity due to the increase in COVID-19 cases. Governor Beshear deployed a nurse strike team along with a couple dozen members of the National Guard to help, but staff members are saying it's still not enough. COVID-19 ICU nurse Joelle Kraft tells CNN the situation is spirit-crushing for her and her staff.
It's defeating to put another person on the ventilator. It's defeating to watch a healthcare provider that I care about or myself stand at the bedside when someone dies alone. It's also defeating to watch somebody else get put in a body bag.
Officials say 85 to 88% of patients are currently unvaccinated.
Public school employees in Kentucky can now receive $100 by getting vaccinated against COVID-19. All public school districts who offer the incentive will be reimbursed by the Kentucky Department of Education. The Education Department is using up to $8.8 million in relief funding to provide districts with the reimbursement. Commissioner of Education Jason Glass tells WKYT he hopes the cash bonus will encourage people to get vaccinated in order to protect their students, colleagues, and themselves. The money is available to any full and part-time school employee who has already received the vaccine. Anyone who is not vaccinated has until December 1st to qualify for the bonus.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Mountain Arts Center, presenting Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band in concert with guests Nick Detmeyer and the Sawdusters, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, September 16th. A two-time Blues Music Award nominee, Reverend Peyton performs rootsy country blues in support of their latest album, Dance Songs for Hard Times. Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, September 16th at the Mountain Arts Center. Tickets available by calling 606-886-2623 or online at macarts.com.
A regional hospital is making changes due to increasing concerns with the pandemic. WMKY's Devin Bartley has more.
Baptist Health Richmond will be suspending elective procedures as the number of patients being admitted because of COVID-19 continues to rise. Hospital officials are taking the step to protect patients while working to conserve resources, equipment, and clinical staff. The change allows more time to care for the most urgent and time-sensitive patient needs. Urgent and emergency surgeries will still be performed, and imaging procedures will continue as scheduled. Officials at the hospital have said they will continue to monitor patient volumes with the goal to resume elective procedures as soon as it is appropriate. For WMKY News, I'm Devin Bartley.
A group of Black faith leaders is fighting to promote racial equality in Lexington. The group recommend further equity in schools and business and plans that could cut down on violence. Reverend Mario Radford tells WKYT the group is hoping some money will be funneled into creating business development officers that can specifically work with minority-owned businesses.
Housing, health, employment, education and justice disparities all stem from economic disparities.
They are also looking for money to fund full-time summer positions at Lexington Parks and create summer programs to directly engage with students when they are out of the classroom.
Two Rowan County men have been indicted on charges related to the rape of underage girls. The grand jury handed down indictments on September 3rd for 24-year-old Jonathan Riley and 20-year-old Skylar Hanna. According to the indictment, Riley is accused of first-degree rape of a minor in March and first-degree rape of a minor under the age of 12 back in 2019. He's currently being held in the Rowan County Detention Center on unrelated drug charges. He was arrested on those charges back in April. If convicted on the rape charges, Riley faces 10 to 20 years in prison. Skylar Hanna was arrested in Montgomery County early this morning. His five-count indictment includes first-degree rape, sexual abuse, and sodomy of a minor. He also faces second-degree strangulation and fourth-degree assault charges. If convicted, he will face 10 to 20 years in prison. No bond has been set at this time in either case.
Three people, including a deputy jailer, are facing drug charges in Floyd County. WMKY's Hallie Adams has more on the story.
Floyd County Deputy Jailer Dustin Johnson faces numerous charges following a two-month investigation. Authorities found several wrapped bags containing what was believed to be meth, Suboxone pills, and bags of apparent marijuana in Johnson's vehicle. Johnson admitted he had been paid $1,500 to deliver the drugs to Sean Spurlock, an inmate inside the jail. Spurlock was also allegedly receiving drugs from his mother, Ethel Hagen. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says more arrests in the case are expected. For WMKY News, I'm Hallie Adams reporting.
For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts reporting.
Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast. For tomorrow, patchy fog between 7 and 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 67. Wednesday, an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 80. Wednesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low around 65. And for your Thursday, a 30% chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81.
On our feature segment today, the annual Poppy Mountain Music Festival is starting tomorrow. WMKY's Cassidy Stearman has more.
It's bluegrass in Kentucky, call me back again. Music of a fiddle and a singing mandolin. Banjo and a guitar, pretty melody.
The festival is celebrating their 29th year. Tony Pence is the director of Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and stage manager for Poppy Mountain. He says a few main stage performances played this weekend before the event really kicked off.
We've got a band out of Sagersville called the Black Powder Express. We've got a local group called Elderberry Jam. Those are both bluegrass bands. And then the band called the Mountain Oyster Cult will be making their first run at Poppy Mountain. We got Rodney Crisp, his rockabilly show. This Shelby Lore and George Moulton is always on.
Over 20 bands can be found on the lineup for the week, and more is said to be on the way. Tuesday and Wednesday evening will boast four different acts. Then music begins on Thursday at noon.
Several nice groups. Appalachian Drive's a new band out of Rick Bartley. Got Hammertown. Sideline is a major touring act. They'll be there. And then on Friday night, we've got Larry Cordell coming on, him and Lonesome Standard Time. We've got the Grascals. You know, the Grascals' lead singer and guitar player now is a guy named Chris Davis from over in Ashland.
People attending the festival are able to camp out in the park by the venue. Pence says there have been a few additions to the campsite.
They have added 32 new campsites of 50-amp breakers down on the west end at the top of the hill, down by the car museum. And there's new showers and new restroom facilities there in the barn. Next to that,
there are 11 campgrounds to choose from. It's $25 a night to camp on Poppy Mountain. Pence says people come back every year to get a feel of the Appalachian culture.
It's like, you know, if you went away from home and you come home, you're coming back to Olive Hill, right? You come back to Olive Hill every time, so to speak. And that's the same thing people do, get back together and visit. But people from all over the country come in and visit.
Daily admission varies between $20 to $50 depending on the day. A Poppy Pass for every day is $140. Tickets are available at the gate or online. Find a full lineup at poppymountainmusicfestival.com. For WMKY News, I'm Cassidy Stearman.
Up on Poppy Mountain, I hear you calling me. Calling me.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, celebrating 100 years of business in 2021. Ruth Hunt's long-term success is proven by using fine ingredients and traditional methods in making their confections. Ruth Hunt is Kentucky proud with traditional candies, Woodford Reserve bourbon balls, and Blue Mondays, sweetening the distance between you and your loved ones. Ruth Hunt Candies in Mount Sterling, Lexington, and anytime online at ruthhuntcandy.com.
It's 84 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Shamari Mosley and Jonathan Burton. And we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Alyssa White has a look at sports coming up, but first, I want to say thank you. We're so glad you can spend time with us on this beautiful Monday afternoon.
Morehead and Round County grabbed gridiron wins over the weekend. For WMKY Sports, I'm Alyssa White. With scoring contributions from all three phases of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, Morehead State football overpowered Point Saturday 62-9. The MSU offense scored 6 touchdowns. The defensive unit hit pay dirt once. The special teams punt return unit scored, and the field goal unit converted twice as the Eagles scored the program's most points since a 76-point outburst against Valparaiso in the final game of 2012. The family weekend game was also a career best for quarterback Mark Pappas, resulting in him being named Pioneer Football League Offensive Player of the Week. Head coach Rob Tenier says this follows the great performance he had last week as well.
We hope we kind of take off where we ended last year, you know, first undefeated season in almost 3 decades. So, you know, we're excited about the opportunity to play at home. We're excited we're going to have a full stadium. And, you know, besides homecoming, the family weekend is the other weekend that is the best environment on this campus. So looking forward to that, looking forward to going out and getting better.
The Eagles return to action Saturday at FCS nationally ranked Austin, PA at 3 p.m. The offense found its way for Morehead State as the Eagles put together another strong defense outing to kick off family weekend with a 2-1 victory over VMI Friday. The victory moves the Eagles to 2-4-1 on the season and improves their record at MSU Recreation and Wellness Field to 2-1-1 on the season. The offensive success was much needed for a Morehead State team who has generated countless chances throughout the season but have had issues scoring goals. The Eagles put 8 shots on goal against VMI while matching their season high in goals. Morehead State will look to continue its momentum next week as the Eagles head to Oxford, Ohio to take on Miami on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Morehead State volleyball dropped both of their matches to number 23 Tennessee over the weekend, but there were still some notable performances by the Eagles. MSU lost in straight sets Friday and Saturday. Associate head coach Kirsten Beckner-McBride says the team did better in Sunday's matchup, but that was after an unfortunate injury at home Friday.
Our setter, Bridget Bessler, had a hand injury, and then Brenna Bomber stepped in, which was great. And then when we played at Tennessee yesterday, Brenna ran the offense and did a great job. And I think we stepped up from Friday to Sunday. We played better on Sunday overall than we had Friday.
Morehead State will finish up its non-conference schedule this week as they host the Comfort Invitational. They'll get things going Thursday against Marshall at 6 o'clock. After a stellar opening tournament, Morehead State men's golf is getting back on the green today. WMKY's Tanner Boyd reports.
The Eagles are taking part in the Joe Feagins Invitational. The event takes place just an hour from Morehead at the Guyon Golf and Country Club in Huntington, hosted by Marshall. The tournament will feature shotgun starts on both days. Today will be a 36-hole day, with Tuesday being just the final 18-hole battle. Fifth-year Zach Viminitz will head the lineup, looking to build off his third-place finish at the Eastern Kentucky Fall Intercollegiate and an OVC Golfer of the Week honor. Two other fifth-year veterans, Joe Mushong and Ryan Gillum, will hold down the 2 and 3 spots, respectively. Sophomores Blake Evans and Cameron Travis will round out the quintet for the Eagles. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd.
The Round County Senior High School football team is back to an even record after defeating Fleming County Friday night. Now at 2-2, the Vikings defeated the Panthers 47-26. He says things stayed close with Fleming up until the end, and he's extremely proud of his team's performance.
It was back and forth with both teams starting out. I mean, we struck first with the first touchdown, and they came right back and answered. And we had a few busts on defense that, you know, kind of kept them in the game early that we had to make some great adjustments at halftime to get fixed. But at halftime, it was 2019, and, you know, great rival game.
Round will be hitting the road this week. They'll be in Greenup County Friday to take on the Musketeers at 7:30. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team had some downtime over the weekend, but they'll be back in action tomorrow. The Vikings came up short in Kentucky's 2A Section 8 event last week, falling to Floyd Central in the final round. Still, Coach Steve Walters says the fine-tuning on his team is going well. He says the girls have been making adjustments on defense and building a better strategy for returns.
We're starting to do that, so we're seeing more balls being picked up and better passing from them, and that will just help the offense feed and grow from there.
Rowan will be at home the next 2 days. They'll host Ashland Blazer tomorrow, followed by Fleming County Wednesday. Both matches are set to begin at 7 o'clock. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Melissa White.
Bud Luke has a look at the stock report right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282. Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials gained in a broad market rally as the index rebounded from a five-day losing streak, and the blue chip average at the close showed a gain of 261.91 at 34,869.63. The S&P 500 was up 10.15 at 4468.73. Tech stocks were under pressure as the NASDAQ dropped 9.91, finishing at 15,105.58. COVID cases reached a seven-day average through Friday of about 136,000, and this was down from 157,000 as of the end of August. And this helped stocks tying in with the reopening theme, and also energy stocks benefited from this news as well. Among energy stocks today, Marathon Oil, APA Occidental were among your really big gainers in the oil sector, and Delta Airlines and Carnival were your reopening plays that did well today. Traditional cyclical stocks were strong as GM and Citigroup both rose. Nike shares fell after it was downgraded by BTIG, citing supply chain challenges during the pandemic. Production issues could significantly impact Nike's holiday sales, according to BTIG. Also today, in the oil sector, I should say in the crude oil markets, oil itself was very strong with a gain of 1.28% as West Texas Intermediate closed at $70.60 a barrel. Gold was up $2.60, finishing at $1,794.60 an ounce. Turning out of stocks of local interest, it was CSX down 5 cents at $30.90, Community Trust Bank up 39 cents at $40.61, AEP down 51 cents at $88.32, Marathon Petroleum up $1.74 at $58.61, Anthem up $11.13 at $368.64, and Dollar General is down 45 cents, finishing at $217.60. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Wiley Tanner, Alyssa White, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Keneally Roberts, Devin Bartley, and Hallie Adams. WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WUMKY's own Cassidy Stearman. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Shamari Mosley and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5:30.